sorry, verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Here's what he's saying. Sometimes the promises in God's word don't happen right away. That's what he's saying to Habakkuk. He says, the vision is yet from the point of time, but he says, I want you to preach it right now, because it is coming. It will come. It will not tarry. And God is saying here, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And so here's what he's saying. God has promised you that if you do what God says in the Bible, if you obey the Bible, he says you will receive great blessings, great reward, but he says sometimes we're just not willing to wait for that. And we don't realize that the blessing is coming later, and so we cast away our confidence and say, oh, I'm nuts to this church thing. I've been in church for 2 years and 3 months, and my life is still messed up. It's like, look, God does not always operate on our timetable. Sometimes God says it's for an appointed time. He says, I know exactly when it's going to happen. But he says, you have need of patience, that you would just do the will of God, and then you'll receive the promise. And so we need to just keep on moving forward, not based on our circumstances. Because sometimes we can look around and say, God's not blessing me. Look at my finances. Look at my family. Look at my life. It's a mess. God's not blessing me. Hey, you don't know when God's going to bless you. Don't decide whether you're living in the will of God based on your circumstances. Decide whether you're following God's will based on whether what you're doing lines up with what the Bible says. If what you're doing lines up with what the Bible says, I don't care if everything's going wrong around you. That doesn't mean God is cursing you. God's not blessing me. You know, you run into people all the time who will decide, this is what I'm going to do. This is what God wants me to do. And then they'll start doing it, and things go wrong. God's not in it. Things are going wrong. God can't be, I must be doing wrong. I'm going to change. No, don't change. Don't base, don't be this charismatic that just gets all these feelings, based on what you believe. Hey, believe what you believe based on what the Bible says. I don't care whether you tingle about it or not. I mean, if the Bible says it, it's true. And so, you say, Pastor Anderson, do you ever watch and see the attendance of church and kind of decide whether you're preaching right? No. I mean, I don't care if it's the smallest, service we've had or the biggest crowd we've ever had. It's not going to change. Just keep preaching it the way that the Bible told me to preach it. It has nothing to do with the reaction I get. It has nothing to do with the results I get. You say, Pastor Anderson, are you still kind of deciding whether door-to-door soul winning works? No, I don't care whether it works. I'm going to do it because God said to do it. I'll do it until I die. I don't care whether it works or not. Somebody told me recently, there's another better way than door-to-door soul winning. Just go invite people to church. And then, let them come. And then once they visit once, then you could go back and try and get them saved. It works better. And this guy did it. He just started a church and these are his numbers, and it's working. I don't care if it's working. I'm going to go out and preach the gospel to every creature. People who would never darken the door of a church. People who have no desire to go to church. I'm going to say, listen to me for 10 minutes. I'll tell you how to be saved. How you can go to heaven. I'm going to tell you the good news. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to gear my service toward a bunch of unsaved visitors that I'm trying to win to the Lord. No. I'm going to win the lost and then bring my sheaves. I'm not going to bring a bunch of seeds to church with me. I'm going to bring my sheaves with me. The song is bringing in the sheaves, not bringing in the seeds. Bringing in the seeds, bringing in the seeds. We're going to bring all these unsaved people to church, bringing in the seeds. Then we'll have rock music for them, and then we'll preach on their level. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the seeds. No, it's bringing in the sheaves that are already saved, and then we'll get up and preach the Bible to save people. And we'll preach to live right. And to talk right, and to dress right, and to be right. And we're going to preach what the Bible says from the whole book. Not just salvation, 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 salvation. Hey, we'll get them saved out there. You say, well, I want to learn how to win people to Christ. I want you to preach on the gospel. Hey, you want to learn how to win people to Christ? Why don't you come with me and knock doors with me? I'll teach you how to win people to Christ.